This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday Gaza's becoming a graveyard for children, amplifying demands for a ceasefire in the enclave, where Palestinian health authorities said the death toll from Israeli strikes had exceeded 10,000.
The Israel Defense Forces and continued bombardments are hitting civilians, hospitals, refugee camps, mosques, church, and UN facilities, including shelters. No one is safe.
Both Israel and the Hamas militants who control Gaza have rebuffed mounting international pressure for a ceasefire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. has taken some rare steps in its push to stop the Israel-Hamas war from spreading. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A U.S. official says CIA Director William Burns is in the Middle East, meeting with world leaders and intelligence partners. Burns's travel plans are typically off the record. So are the locations of U.S. submarines. But Central Command says an Ohio-class sub has sailed into Mideast waters through the Suez Canal. The Pentagon says the sub will support U.S. deterrence efforts in the region. A defense official tells the AP, while some Ohio-class subs can fire nuclear weapons, this one is a variant that cannot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration faces growing pressure at home and abroad to compel Israel to take steps to minimize civilian deaths in its drive to oust Hamas militants who attacked on October 7th. A sizable majority of Americans would like to see the U.S. negotiate to get Gaza citizens out of harm's way, Reuters Ipsos polling shows.